second-year medical student Peter Kaminsky is attempting his first stitches on a small pink pig's foot. For him and about 30 of his classmates, it's suturing 101.
Fortunately, not much harm can come to an already separated pig's foot, so it's good to practice on this first.
Kaminsky practices in a classroom full of other second-year students at the Warren Alpert Medical School of Brown University. At each student's place is a tray stocked with a foot, a packet of sutures threaded through a curved needle, and what look like a pair of scissors and some tweezers. Students watched a 10-minute video, listened to an even briefer lecture, and then got stitching right away. Fourth-year medical students circulate to answer questions and guide them.
So now you're going to tie your knot. And so the first throw is called the surgeon's knot.
So do I release?
Yeah.
Kaminsky is getting ready to start his third year of medical school, and it's a monumental transition from the second. Goodbye to classrooms like this one, and hello to 2 years of rotations in the hospital. A few weeks here, a few weeks there, in different specialties. He'll be expected to work with patients, learn how to do a range of procedures, and work under the guidance of residents and attending physicians. It's a new level of responsibility, an even more hectic schedule. But Kaminsky is sanguine.
So at this point, it's less apprehension, and I'd say more excitement, simply because we've been cooped up in the classroom for so long, and it's about time that we actually start, you know, doing what we came to med school in the first place, learn how to actually practice medicine and heal.
And with that, he ties off his last surgeon's knot.
Ta-da!
The pig's foot looks good as new, although Kaminsky thinks his technique could use some work.
Oh, God. I'll cringe a couple of years from now.
Peter Kaminsky and fellow second-year med student Sarah Rappaport have just wrapped up another day of hands-on workshops like the one on suturing when they meet up in an empty classroom in the med school building to check in. All week long, they've been practicing actual procedures, sometimes on each other. Rappaport is buzzing and not at all freaked out about being a guinea pig.
We got to practice stitches and suturing. We got to practice drawing blood on each other, well, from each other. We got to practice inserting IV lines on each other. It was really exciting.
So basically, it's boot camp for preparing us to go onto the wards. So, you know, we've been learning the theory behind medicine, but a lot of logistics goes into how a hospital is run in terms of interacting with medical records, doing procedures in order to get lab tests done, and all those sort of things that can really hamstring a med student when they first go into this completely foreign environment.
Not completely foreign. Kaminsky and Rappaport have both shadowed a mentor on rounds in the hospital. They've gotten a taste of what it's like to work an overnight shift in the ER. They've taken real patients' medical histories. But this is the first time they'll have actual responsibilities in the hospital. Rappaport starts with obstetrics and gynecology, or OB.
It's still unclear to me. What does a med student do when you're on the wards? OB is my first rotation, and I know that at the end of OB, we're supposed to be able to demonstrate that we can deliver a baby on a mannequin.
Granted, Rappaport says a mannequin birth is pretty far from the real thing, but still, it's just a few weeks of on-the-job training before she's expected to know the ropes.
What I do know is that it'll be a lot of learning and being on my toes and not really sure what I'll encounter each day, but I think that sounds exciting.
Especially after having been mostly in the classroom for 2 years.
I feel like this is what we all dreamed of when we thought about medical school.
Not to worry if you think you'll be thrust into an inexperienced medical student's hands if you end up in the hospital. They'll be under constant supervision, and they'll already have practiced many of the more common procedures you're likely to need. Kaminsky says he isn't worried about patients refusing a med student's care, or even about keeping up with the new, fast pace.
I'm just worried about understanding, like, where all the different gauge needles are and, like, familiarizing myself with that environment. Because until I feel, like, comfy, cozy, and I know where everything is, I don't feel that I'm, you know, running at my top capacity.
And while the same worries about first day on the job stuff are also on Rappaport's mind, she's more obsessed than ever with figuring out what to specialize in.
How do you know? And when do you know? And how do you figure it out? And it isn't something anyone can do for you, and it is different for everyone, and I don't know, it's a whole mystery, so.
Sarah is particularly cursed because she'll be talented at everything, so.
Please don't broadcast that.
Rappaport reconsiders that request. Then she explains why she's so keen on figuring out what to specialize in.
I think it will allow me to channel my energies toward what I know makes me happy, and I want to be good at whatever that is.
Kaminsky is closer to knowing where his path will lead, probably surgery, emergency medicine, or pediatrics, or a combination. And Rappaport says she'll be there to cheer him on, too.
I'm excited to find out what you choose. Graduation day will be an exciting time.
Exciting for our future docs, Sarah Rappaport and Peter Kaminsky, and exciting for anyone who's watched them grow into talented, compassionate physicians. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.